Blog Talk Radio.
Your goals are our goals, and your success makes us successful. You're listening to thinkbigradio.com, where big thinkers come to teach and learn. We'd like to thank you all for your continued support and spreading the word about thinkbigradio.com. Have you spread the word today?
Big Day ThinkBigRadio.com listeners, Big here, your host today. Thanking you again for your continued support and spreading the word about ThinkBigRadio.com. Got a couple of announcements tonight before we start Lesson 2, Episode 2, and Chapter 1, which is dealing with your budget. First of all, we are now on iHeartRadio. So we're getting a lot of hits to the station now from our iHeartRadio fans. Thank you guys for those of you who have iHeartRadio and who have downloaded that information to your automobile so that you can listen to some of the shows. For those of you who know, we have now an app on the Google Play Store and the Apple Play Store. So you guys can go to that and just put in Think Big Radio Podcast. You'll be able to download that. We're making a lot of moves right now, and it's because of a couple of things. The first is that at thinkbigradio.com, we all had a passion about networking and about meeting people. And so even though we treated it as a quasi-type business, it was really about meeting people across the country, interviewing them about what their passions were, and learning a lot of things on the way, as well as sharing the things that we know. So we decided earlier this year to say, hey, let's get serious about this. Let's reach back out to the people who have been on the show and offer them something for helping us grow and from being with us, you know, these 10 years we've been on the air. And at the same time, just providing different types of content for our listening audience who covers, you know, everything from 18 to 80. So we wanted to create a lot of series around, you know, things that mattered for the different age groups. And so far we've been successful. We finally have a program director. We need at least another one. Because she's been doing so much work behind the scenes to assist us, Nakia Pinkney. You can find her on one of our Facebook pages that deals with Think Big Radio. Just put it in there. So tonight, this is my series, Must Listen to Get, MustListenToGet. Mastering understanding states training leads into success that everyone needs. This offers growth, enlightenment, transcendence. That's our acronym for Must Listen to Get. So this is about building your foundations of wealth, because here at Think Big Radio, we've interviewed different business owners, different entrepreneurs, multi-million dollar makers, and those who are just starting off making their first $1,000 a month in their business. One of the things that we've always noticed is that there was a certain system, program that they followed. And most of us being entrepreneurs and business owners in our own right, whether it's part-time or full-time, we followed that same system. So what the Must Listen to Get, Building Your Foundation, this first chapter, which is five lessons, deals with is making sure your foundation is strong first. If you have a strong foundation, you'll be able to take your business a lot further than those that fail within the first 2 to 5 years. And so that's what we focus on in these first five lessons. So the first lesson of chapter one dealt with who are you? Y-O-U, your opportunity is unlimited. So it really covered a lot of the different things that make up you. You know, you're being approached all the time for different businesses, whether it's a network marketing business, whether it's your cousin who wants to start an auto mechanic business, or, you know, somebody found out that you were good at handling paperwork and they wanted to hire you to do the paperwork for their business. But the thing about the first lesson about what is you, what are you, is really determining who you are from your own standpoint. Because when you take the time to realize who you are from your own standpoint, then you'll be able to fulfill a part of your purpose, because everyone here has a purpose. And your purpose is not to basically get up, go to work every day, retire if you can from one job after working 20, 30, 40 years. You know, everyone has a greater purpose. And I'm not one who believes that your purpose is to just follow the flow. You know, I think that and a lot of our big thinkers here and our hosts here believe the same thing, that it's about identifying what you're here for and then moving forward at it, even if it's against the odds. And sometimes it is like swimming upstream, but that's what thinkbigradio.com is for, is for you to listen to people who had those same types of feelings like you. Regardless of what area or what level they reached in their business, they all had to start somewhere, even if they inherited their wealth, or even if they had to go to school, or even if they had to claw through corporate to increase their income to get to those particular areas. So here on lesson two, we're going to cover one of the most important things to becoming successful, and this is in your personal as well as your business life, and it's dealing with your budget. So episode two, episode one, dealt with just getting everything together and downloading the information that you needed to follow us. So when you guys go to thinkbigradio.com/five, you'll be able to download the same Excel sheet that we use in our program, as well as the workbook from that download link, so that you can catch up and see where we are today. So the first lesson, we covered about the first 12 pages. And just to be brief, really there was a lot of pages of a different budget so that you can use to write down before you transfer it to the Excel sheet. And we went over what determining your zero is about. So today what we're going to do is we're going to start on one of the recurring themes that is in every single lesson. So once we get kind of like into a little bit of the nitty-gritty, that's when we go into the things that they just come with success. And a lot of successful people use this. The first thing that they do is they give thanks. They give thanks. Because no matter where you are, no matter how bad things are going for you right now, there's always something that you can be thankful for, and not just thankful that you woke up today. There's a lot of things. So what we like to focus on, and this is on page 13, which is where I'm starting from in the booklet, is to just give thanks. So I'm going to read this little portion. It is very important that daily you give thanks for the insights and blessings you receive. When you take time to acknowledge them, they will come around more often. Giving thanks is like having a great friend that surprises you every so often with something you needed. Start being grateful now. Every day there is something that you can be thankful for. Start taking a note of it. Gratitude improves attitude. Today, I am grateful for. What are you grateful for today? Now, we'd like for you to do these exercises in the evening before you go to sleep so that you'll go to bed on a positive note. And then the best thing that happened to me today was, what was it? Now, if it's at the end of your week, then we want you to think back to the best thing that happened to me this week was. Now, we want you to do this daily and watch how the magic happens. We just want you to be grateful because so many times we're not grateful for what we consider these little things. And you have to be grateful for little things in order for medium things to happen, in order for big things to happen in your life. Now, when we move on in our manual to page 14, that's where we go over tips to save more income. Now, we're going to hit this budget in a minute. And so for those of you who are waiting to hit this budget, make sure you have at minimum right now 2 months of bank statements. So we're at the end of October. So I want you to have September, August. Make sure you have your August bank statements and your September bank statements because October we'll get in November. And for those of you who your bank statements run every from the 15th of the month prior, then make sure, you, of course, you have your August 15th to September 15th, September 15th to October 15th, and then, of course, we'll go into the next ones in a couple of weeks. But every Monday, we're here at 9:30 p.m. for the rest of the year. So on Tips to Save More Income, we have a couple of apps. One of the things you're going to find in each lesson is different apps and different things that will help you save more income, because we do understand, depending on where you are now and that's where you're starting from, you may not have the opportunity to make any type of extra money any kind of way. So the most important thing for you to do is save on the income that you already have. So this first app that we have is called Receipt Talk, Earn Cash or Amazon Gift Cards from Your Receipts. So you guys can go on there and, of course, download this, and you'll see the links that take you to these apps, and they'll go a little bit more in detail. And then we have PACT, PACT. You like to work out? You'll love this app. So you can earn cash by living healthy. If you're already part of a gym and have an active health plan, this will be a blessing for you. We live life big, are concerned about the total you. So for those of you, Think Big Academics is where this entire program is, and you can register for January to really get into the details. But we also call it We Live Life Big, which is building investments globally. We Live Life Building Investments Globally. So if you happen to see any of the information that says WeLiveLifeBig.com, it's basically a questionnaire that can determine what it is that you're really seeking and what it is that you really need for you to become successful in you. After that, we have the next app, which is called Snip Snap. And it says, stop throwing away those coupon mailers and stop snapping these offers. Hey, it's real simple. You got the coupon there. Instead of throwing it away, open up your Snip Snap app, take a snippet, or what we call a picture of the app, and then that way when you go to these different stores, you know, of course, that they want it. The first thing that they do is they kind of like scan that code. Well, you got the code in the app now, so you don't have to necessarily have the paper. All right, and then, of course, we have our Earn Income, We Live Life Big app, which takes you back to that questionnaire at WeLiveLifeBig.com. Okay, page 16, we get into the getting started marketing tips and templates. And because we don't have 100 pages on this particular lesson, I'm going to cover the marketing in the next lesson after we go over the credit report. So let's start with these bank statements right now, guys. So if you've got those bank statements from August 15th to September 14th, September 15th to October 15th, or August 1st to August 31st, September 1st to September 31st, make sure that you pour those out. Now, I want you to take a blank sheet of paper, and we're just going to do a couple of categories. You'll be able to choose your own category. No categories are the best for any particular person, but based on the people that I've counseled in the past, working with a nonprofit corporation where I've, you know, basically assisted about maybe 7,000 to 8,000 self-employed people just from 2 years of bank statements. These are some of the categories that you might want to choose to write on that paper. So your category one is going to be food, groceries. That's 1A. And 1B is fast food. Then we're going to do another category. That's your recurring bills. Now, these are bills that don't necessarily, you just don't remember right off the top. And that's why it's important for you to have your bank statement. Because there's certain things we know. We know what our mortgage is, principal, interest, taxes, and insurance, HOA. We know what our rent is for those who are renting still. And we know what our auto and our auto insurance is. Those are things we know right off the top. But there's a lot of things that you're going to discover in your bank statements for those of you who just kind of, you know, live by the fly that you forgot about, but they're still taking it out of your account. But you're not budgeting, so you don't really know what's going on. So number three is going to be recurring bills. This is going to also work. You put your gas bill, light bill, Netflix, Hulu, Gears TV, all of those different things that you might be using, cable bills, so that you'll have a set amount and know what you're at. And then you're going to do necessities or one-time items. So that could be anywhere from this particular month you had to get your brakes changed. This particular month you had to change some flat tires. Those are like your one items. You may be buying things from one of those Amazon accounts where you're getting something monthly that you really can cut back on. So that's why we've got the bank statements out. So now, you know, for the food and grocery sections, you might be a person who goes to shop every week for what you need, every 2 weeks, or maybe once a month. So when you scroll through your bank statement, you're going to look for that. You're going to look for the times when you know that you're in a grocery store purchasing. Now, the next thing that you're going to do is you're going to start, you know, in that first month, let's say we're in September, September 1st to September 29th or 31st or however it rolls for you, you're going to go with fast food. So now when you're looking down your fast food, and I'm just going to share with you a couple of my little fast food statements. Now, I'm doing a lot better, of course, because I really don't cook at home. But I still found some horrific things that, you know, I shouldn't have did. So in September, I'll just point out one. As I'm going down from starting at September 29th, moving my way down, I like to go to the movies, so I'll have some movie things on there. I don't go to the movies as much anymore, but when I do, I might sneak into another theater. Of course, I don't do that. I was just playing. Let's see here. So I've got my statements in front of you because every quarter I always check mine as well. All right, so here we go. I'm really good. Okay, see where I can get to something that I've actually went to a place. Okay, here it is. So September 12th, and that's not bad for me to start all the way at the top at, let's see right here. Mine starts at September 29th. That's where it starts, and I'm going backwards. So the first time that I ate out, from September 29th down was all the way down to September 12th. And I went to Bonefish Grill in Huntersville because I'm out here in Charlotte, North Carolina, and I spent $55. So me and a friend went and hung out she was having soup, and of course, you know, I like to eat, so I had a really nice salmon and some things of that. So that was $55 bill, and then from there it just starts getting worse. You know, one of the places I went, $9.45. Then same day I got charged for the Wild Wing Cafe. But I did good. I think that I spent in September, based on just what I'm looking at right now, less than $100 in fast food. Now, for some, that's a lot. For some, that's not bad. But believe me, I've done a good job since I started doing my budget over a year ago, when I really started taking control and really seeing what I was doing so that I'd be able to save money for specific things. So once you finish that, those are one of the areas that we can cut back on to increase your income. To put, remember, you have to assign your money to a goal. So that fast food, that's one of the cutback areas. Now, recurring bills. So some of you might have been with your service provider, whether it's T-Mobile, whoever, Sprint, Verizon, AT&T, for over 5 years. Now, of course, we know that every day we see some type of advertisement talking about you can get this or you can get that and you can save on this. But when you've got 5 or more years on anything, you want to call, ask to speak to a supervisor, and renegotiate. So let's say you've got 7 years on something. And this, of course, this will be for more people who are, you know, more so in their 30s and taking care of things, or, you know, late 20s if you started paying certain bills, you know, in your 20s. But 5 or more years, renegotiate everything. So imagine if you've got 7 things and you can save $15 on, or $10 on each, you know, that's $70. The only thing that they can say is, we can't do that. We don't do that. But you got to be relentless in this, because this is your money. And if you want to, become successful and you want to do things, the same things you're doing now on your personal accounts, you're going to be able to do for those of you who want to on your business accounts, also be able to save like that. Also, to know at certain times you have to ask. I had a buddy that had T-Mobile. He had T-Mobile for about 8 years. And, you know, one day he told me, he said his phone bill was $35. He had unlimited talk, text, and web. $35. I was like, I've never seen that advertised. I've never seen it marketed anywhere. And he said, well, you're not going to find that. But I called. You know, I complained about this, that, the other, and finally got through to someone who was able to do that for me. Now, I don't know what his bill is today, because this was, you know, over 6, 7 years ago. But I'm sure this guy, he's not paying more than 50 for everything, unlimited, you know, because that's the type of person he is. He's going to go out there and he's going to go at your throat when it comes to saving money. So you want to renegotiate everything that you can so that you can have more income for things that matter, and you also want to cut back on things that you really don't have to. You know, now necessities are necessities, but you can find different ways. And for those of you who love the coupon, you know, go out there and coupon. Find you a person who loves the couponing and have them teach you. You know, there's a lot of groups on Facebook. You use these social media sites, Facebook, LinkedIn, Pinterest. You can always find something that deals with couponing, something that deals with saving money. Join those groups and look. Because remember, determining your zero, whatever your bills are, and then you add 10%, that's your zero. And so the name of this game is lowering your zero. for those who don't want to work an extra job, for those who don't have a different education or skill set to, you know, get some type of extra job or earn extra income, you have to start with where you are. And where you are today, you're going to have to work to cut some of those things out. But if you don't have a goal, then why do you need to do it? Why would you need to do these things if you didn't have a goal? And that's why we're talking about in our first lesson and in every single chapter, setting goals. Because each chapter, there's goals that you can set and there's commitments that you have to make to yourself. So make sure, guys, that you get those 2 months of bank statements. You scroll down, you put all this information into the form that you printed out, the workbook, and then when you're ready to, you're going to transfer it over to your Excel, and that Excel sheet is going to add up everything. And then you can sit down, if you're by yourself, or sit down with your partner, and you can say, hey, babe, this is what we need to do in order to get to where we want to be in our lives. Because that's what it's really about, getting to where you want to be and being comfortable. Most people don't have a month of income saved in their savings account or their checking account. So just imagine, and I'm not talking about your gross, I'm just talking about your net. So if you're making $1,000, or let's say you're bringing home $800, which is $1,600 a month, do you have $1,600 in your account? And one thing that I like to stay away from is that word emergency account. Don't use that word for your extra or your additional money. Because when you have an account that's called emergency account, yeah, you guessed it. Emergencies are going to happen so that you'll have to go into that emergency account. So what we like to do is we like to call those either an advantage account, a prosper account, or just give it a positive name. But don't call it an emergency account. If you call it an emergency account, you best believe there is going to be an emergency that happens. Some of you guys that are listening in right now, just make sure you go to thinkbigradio.com/must-listen to get 5. You can download the Excel sheet from there as well as the workbook that I am reading from. All right, so today was bank statements. It was very simple. We're going to cover the getting started marketing tips and templates. Make sure you listen to lesson one of this part, which is minding your money. And for those of you who haven't listened to the first portion, you can find that also on thinkbigradio.com. Listen now. You'll see all of those. After these entire sessions are done, you'll also be able to go to my personal website, kenbigblake.com/thinkbigradio, and you'll see all of those lessons down there so that you can listen at your leisure. But the most important thing is you won't get everything that you can possibly get from these brief little interviews that I'm doing about the system. You're going to have to go through the system, and you'd be able to find that at www.thinkbigacademics.com/register. And we won't be seeing any more than 40 people a session. We've done more than that, but it just works out better when the class is smaller and there's people who actually want to take charge of their lives. There's a lot of people out there that say they want to, but I don't even think they're fooling themselves. They just want to talk the talk, but they don't want to walk the walk. We here at ThinkBigRadio.com have been putting these shows together for over 10 years because we want those who are ready to walk the walk to be able to walk it and still save money. Now, you can't get everything for free. So some of the different experts that we have on the show, some of the people that we've interviewed, you know, six, seven, 8 years ago, they have some significant wealth right now. So you might have to pay for a couple of things, but get what you can for free and study what you can for free. But then know that you're going to have to invest sometimes some real money into your education. We've all done it, and it's something that you should actually have, you know, some of that money set aside for. You can't lose when you're investing in your own education. So, guys, I'd like for all of you that have tuned in today and that will tune in at a later date, I want to thank you. It's my pleasure to provide some of the experience and lessons that I've learned in my short time here on Earth. And hopefully when I'm gone, this will still help some people. But with that said, we'd like to thank you all again for choosing to listen to ThinkBigRadio.com, listening to the Personal and Business Development, Determining Your Zero, Part 2. Next Monday, we'll go over Part 3, which deals with now you're going to have your credit report so that we can move forward with the things that are on your credit report so that we can start assigning some of that income to helping you clear items that shouldn't be on there and items that you can start getting rid of. Thanks again, guys. And with that said, love
you all.
You're
listening to ThinkBigRadio.com, where big thinkers come to teach and learn. Your goals are our goals, and your success makes us successful.